Hi, I'm Howard Dayton. Are you frustrated that you just can't seem to get ahead with your finances? Well, let's talk about that.
And more about that in just one moment. Hi, I'm Steve Moore. Later, a single mom shares a proven plan for single parents to find some financial relief. Also coming up, a radio recall where we check back with a previous caller. And of course, we'll answer your questions about the journey to true financial freedom. That's all coming up today on Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries.
One of the most common and most frustrating questions we get goes something like this. I can't seem to get ahead. I give to the Lord. I spend really carefully. Why can't I make any financial progress? Well, that's a legitimate question, and here's the answer. We need to remember, God plays a role in our finances, and we play a role. And part of our responsibility is that we're to be faithful managers of what we're given. Listen to this. Even if our income is really, really small, it's what I call the little big principle. It's found in Luke 16:10, and this is what it says. He who can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. In other words, carefully spend whatever you receive. And if your budget is really, really tight, that simply means you got to cut back on things that are not real needs. And be really smart on your big ticket purchases like a car. Buy used, reliable autos that have already experienced a lot of that new car depreciation. And as you're faithful with your spending of a little, God will entrust you with more. Now, spending is really only half of what you need to do, because it's the Lord who provides for us. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18 says, remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. In other words, if you just don't earn adequate income, pray. Pray and ask the Lord to open a door for you to earn more. Ask Him to help you to be creative. Think outside the box. Is there a small business you can start on the side? Is there some way that you can earn additional income? Is there a new career that He wants you to pursue? What is it the Lord would have you do to earn additional income? Well, there you have it. First, be faithful to spend very carefully. And second, invite the Lord to be involved in your work. He's the one who gives you your abilities, and He's the one who provides you the opportunities to earn even more than you are today.
Howard, have you seen that in your own life? Did you start out small? Did God bless it? And now you're in a position today where you're able to invest in God's kingdom and help others?
Absolutely, Steve. You know, Zechariah tells us, don't despise a day of small beginnings. So just wherever you are, start and be faithful.
All right. You're listening to Money Matters, and we trust we'll be able to help you today with your financial concerns and questions. Give us a call, 1-800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
Academic Films presents How to Budget Your Money. When you cash your hard-earned paycheck, take the cash and separate it into paper envelopes, one for each spending category, one envelope for food, one for gasoline, one for the rent, and so on.
It would be nice if you could still use all cash and paper envelopes to budget. You'd always know how much was left in each category just by looking in the envelope. But nowadays, your life's a little too complicated for that. You may spend using cash, checks, credit cards, and automatic bank drafts all in the same day. That's why today you have Crown Envelopes online. Envelopes pulls in your transactions from your credit card and bank accounts daily, so you can easily separate them into the right spending categories. With just a click of your mouse, Crown Envelopes helps you avoid overspending. And since it's online, you can access it from the office, from home, or anywhere. Stay in control of your money with Crown Envelopes. Right now, you can try it free for a full month. Just visit crown.org.
Money Matters is a listener-supported outreach of Crown Financial Ministries, helping people make the journey to true financial freedom. We're online at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Matters. We are so delighted that you're with us today. I'm Howard Dayton, along with Steve Moore. And Steve, something really interesting happened last week. I spoke at a church in Orlando where Crown, the old Crown Ministries, was actually born and raised.
Yep.
And I hadn't realized it before, but the church is built on the site where Larry Burkett was born and raised.
Really?
Yeah, and it's just so neat. I just had such a great sense of thankfulness to the Lord that both the Old Crown Ministries and Larry Burkett, was really born and raised on that church site, and just a really neat feeling.
Well, it's quite astounding that God would raise two men in the same area of the country, in the same city, to essentially do the same thing, teach his financial principles worldwide. It must be something in the orange juice.
That's right. Well, why don't we take some calls?
All right, let's do it. Let's begin by going to Sanger, Texas, KCBI. Del, good to have you with us today. What's your question for Howard?
Hey, Howard. We've been getting serious about our financial situations and whatnot. We've gotten really good at doing our tithes and giving what we need to give.
Excellent.
But I need to know, we've got doctor bills and stuff. I need to know, should I try to save the $1,000 that you talk about first, or should I try to pay some of the debt off that I have?
Yeah, what I'd like, Dale, is for you to follow the Crown Money Map. And have you, let me just ask you a couple of questions. Have you struggled financially in the past, Dale?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Just live from paycheck to paycheck.
Okay. How much are you, do you have in the way of savings, and how much do you have in the way of debt?
We don't have any savings right now.
Okay.
But as far as debt, we have our house and some medical bills. We don't have any credit cards.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I would like you to save the $1,000 first. And here's the real reason. When you have that $1,000, Dell, set aside for emergencies, and an emergency happens, it's such an encouragement not to have to whip out plastic and use credit cards to pay for that emergency. You've already got it set aside. And then what I would do once you have the $1,000 saved, I would start to focus on paying off the rest of your debt. And I'm delighted that you've paid off your credit card debt. Believe me, that's huge. And I would focus on the smallest debt first, get that paid off. I mean, make your minimum payments on everything, but start with the smallest balance debt first. Get that paid off so that you can then take what you're paying against that and apply it against the second smallest debt balance. What is your smallest debt at this point?
The smallest debt we have is my medical bills for surgery I had back in October.
Okay. All right.
So,
well, that's what I would focus on first, Dale, once you get that $1,000 saved.
Okay. I got one more question.
Absolutely. Shoot.
You talk about some different occupations or things that we can do at home for extra income coming in.
Yes.
Do you got any suggestions for someone that doesn't have but a high school education?
Sure. It can be anything from babysitting to bookkeeping is the way I like to say it. Just anything that your wife, is that who we're talking about?
Well, for either one of us, something that we can do at home along with our full-time job.
Yes. I would take a look at your skills, see what is it that you guys would like to do that you could do from home. And part of what I would give you wisdom in the best way to pursue earning additional income, because he can be very creative. And to be honest with you, you don't need a college education for the Lord to increase your income in a significant way, Dell. Just ask the Lord to make it really clear to you. I would encourage you to visit a website if you have access to a computer. It's called Career Tip. That's one word, careertip.net. And they've got some pretty creative ideas on careers, on job opportunities, and it might stimulate your thinking.
Okay.
Dell, do you attend a local church?
Yes, I do. In fact, we're trying to get ready to build a building. And this last year, we've raised over $20,000 in 6 months.
Wow.
Excellent.
To build a new church.
Fantastic.
Well, my suggestion, Dell, was going to be to let local business people in your church know that you're looking to do something part-time. You know the old stuffing envelopes thing that you used to see advertised on the back of matchbook covers. Those things never work out. Those are scams. But often there are business people in your church that have side jobs that they need to have done, which might include stuffing envelopes or making telephone calls or doing filing or even landscaping work around their offices or something like like that. So let people in your church know that you're looking to do something part-time. You may be surprised what God brings to your attention.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Dale, we're going to send you a copy of the book, Your Money Map.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Sure thing. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Continuing on, this time to Gulf Breeze, Florida, WEGS. Joseph, how can we help you?
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yeah, our pleasure.
I just want to ask a basic question about a coworker. I'm trying to utilize this for a ministry purpose. And basically, I've got an individual who is married to someone who went mentally ill. Mm. And because of the danger, she had to take the children out of the home and go to a rental situation.
Yes.
But now the other spouse is moving on and just saying that, hey, I'm going to let the place go into foreclosure. She doesn't feel like she's in a financial position to take on that responsibility, even though she is the full-time worker in
yes.
the relationship. And she has a pretty decent job, I mean, from what I can see, because I work with her. But she thinks that, well, the worst thing that's going to happen is I'm going to have 7 years of bad credit. And after listening to your show for years, I don't think that that's necessarily all that's going to come into play.
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially the two options would be, Joseph, that she would allow the home to go into foreclosure or try to sell it?
Try to sell it, or because she doesn't feel like she can adequately service the mortgage debt that's on it.
Yes. Well, I would have her communicate with her husband right away, tell her that she wants to sell it. If it's in both their names, they'll need both signatures on the deed when it is sold. Then I'd put it on the market immediately, try to sell it, tell her husband that if it sells, we'll split the profit, or at least we'll avoid foreclosure. And what I would communicate to her, Joseph, is it's really important for her to understand how important it is to have a healthy credit score, because it not only impacts whether she can get credit in the future, but it'll impact the interest rate she pays, the cost of car insurance, whether she'll have to put more down for a utility deposit, even whether or not she can get another job if she ever changes job, because more and more employers are checking out credit scores before they hire people. So that's what I would do. And from what you have indicated, she's doesn't know Christ as her Savior.
That I don't know for a fact. You know, this is a situation, you know, how does it work nowadays? You have to
yeah.
be careful about what kind of conversations you engage in.
Yes.
So I've tried to make it known that that's, you know, my position, but I haven't really had too much response, you know, to exactly what degree she's committed.
Okay, all right. Well, as she thinks this through, what I would encourage you to do is try to link her up with a real estate agent who is a Christian.
Right.
Somebody that she can see living the life of Christ before her. And, you know, often when we start to pray for somebody, the Lord's pretty good at surrounding people we pray for with other believers.
Right.
Let me send you a copy of the book, Free and Clear, God's Roadmap to Debt-Free Living. You know, we go into more detail on credit scores, and this may help her not only catch the vision of becoming completely debt-free, having a healthy financial life, but also we've got some pretty clear information in there on how a person can come to know the Lord.
Joseph, we do appreciate your call. We wish you well, and we appreciate your friendship to this other person, and trust that God will work through you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, appreciate your call, Joseph, very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1-800-525-7000. Howard, let's take another call from our home state of Georgia. This is from Karen in St. Mary's, Georgia, and actually she is our radio recall for today.
Cool, let's do it.
Well, Howard, Karen originally called us back in July with some concerns about her son's upcoming nuptials. Let's listen to some of that initial conversation.
I'd like to.
My son is getting married in October, and he's marrying a wonderful, sweet girl, but she was raised through old money and really has no practical knowledge of budgeting or keeping a checkbook, saving, or anything else. And he's just concerned that when they get married in October that things are just going to get really messed up. And I'm wondering if you can give me some advice that I can pass on to him.
Well, not surprisingly, Howard, you told her that the single most important thing her son and his fiancée could do to safeguard their financial future was to learn to manage money God's way, preferably before the wedding so there'd be no surprises afterward. We sent some resources to help them do that, but you never know how these things will turn out. But we will today because Karen is on the line with us.
Karen, welcome back to Money Matters.
Thank you. How are you?
Doing really well. So the big question is, did they go through the wedding?
Yes, they did, but it wasn't in October. They ended up getting married November the 30th.
Great.
And it was a beautiful wedding.
Well, that's beautiful. That is tremendous. Were they able to agree on a budget?
Yes, yes. In fact, they were thrilled with the information that you sent to them. They sat down and worked through it together. They do have a budget. Right now they're both working, of course, since they've been married. They follow their budget very strictly. They're most interested in getting my son's school loans paid off. So he's able to do that with his income, plus put some money away. He is an independent contractor, so he wants to set up enough money to keep him tied over in case of any downtimes in his business, in his work.
I'll tell you, this is tremendous. I mean, when you have a newly married couple who are handling their money wisely like this, it makes my heart sing. I do understand they decide to have a frugal wedding.
Well, my son wanted a big wedding. Now, I know that makes it sound like the roles are reversed. He wanted to go all out. And the parents wanted to go all out, and his wife, now wife, put her foot down and said, "No, I want a small wedding." So we had a very small wedding, immediate family only, at a beautiful church in Charleston, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And her parents were a little upset that, you know, they said, "You don't even want a reception?" And no, we don't want a reception.
but it was frugal.
Let's just go get dinner.
That is great. So what are their goals today?
Their goals are to, as I said, pay off his school loans. Since he grew up, you know, I was a single mother, and that was the only way he could get through college.
Yes.
With the school loans and scholarships. So they want to pay that off and start putting money aside for a house, which will be a lot of money. They live in New York City, so they're going to have to save quite a bit to find a house somewhere that they can afford.
Well, the Lord is a miracle worker,
yes,
and as long as they remain faithful, there's just no telling what the Lord's going to do. You must be tremendously encouraged knowing that you help them to handle money God's way. Just share your feelings.
Well, he was thrilled. He was thrilled to find out that I had made the phone call, and then he was even more thrilled when he received the resources from your ministry. That helped them, I believe, tremendously. And they're very happily married and very thankful for this knowledge that they've been given to guide them through the rest of their lives. They're young. They're 25, and now they have guidance to help them through the rest of their lives.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for calling. We just really appreciated your sharing with us again.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your help.
And Karen, now you have a place to stay if you want to go see a Broadway play in New York or something.
Well, going up the end of May.
There you go. Karen, God bless you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and you.
Alrighty,
bye-bye.
Well, that's nice to hear.
It sure is, Steve.
Happy
it's great.
Well, next on Money Matters, hope for single parents who want to be financially free. Hear from a single mom who's been there and done that when Money Matters continues.
If you're an entrepreneur or business leader, there's always a lot to think about. Employees, financing, sales, costs, margins. What are the keys to making your business prosper? The Business by the Book Independent Study will help you find the answer to this question. This study will outline advice found in the number one business consulting resource of all time, the Bible. The Business by the Book Independent Study includes a student course book and two DVDs featuring the training of Dave Ray, former president of Apple Canada.
God has given us a roadmap to guide you in making wise decisions, from hiring and firing to business organization and management.
Discover God's blueprint for business and personal success and learn on your own schedule from your office or living room. To find out more, visit crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976.
You're listening to Money Matters. I'm Howard Dayton along with Steve Moore. Well, the financial challenges faced by single parents have always been really close to the heart of this ministry. And I'm just delighted to have a former staff member with us now who the Lord called from Crown to minister full-time to single parents. During her 8 years at Crown, Brenda Armstrong authored and co-wrote with Larry Burkett materials for single parents. In 2003, Brenda joined Mercy Tree Ministries, which is an outreach to single parents. Her latest book is Financial Relief for the Single Parent, and she's here to talk about that today. And Brenda, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Howard.
You start out talking about goals, and what goals should a single parent have?
Well, they can vary from very simple to, I want to be able to manage my money and eat this week.
Yes.
To, I would like to someday go on a vacation or even support a needy child.
Yes. Why are goals so important for single parents?
Well, it gives you your barometer on what you're shooting for. So, you know, you can't go on a vacation if you can't even pay your bills each month.
Yes.
You know, you can't go out to eat if you can't pay your car note. So if you're overextended in certain areas and you haven't looked at that, then you haven't set your boundaries as to where you're going. But the whole thing about the goal is, what's my wish? What's my desire for my family? What do we want in life? And how are we going to reach those? And so we can't reach our goals unless we look at where we are now.
That's well said. I know that single parents often tell us that they don't make enough to set up a spending plan, a budget. What's your reaction to that?
Well, they can't afford not to. You don't even know how to pray about your situation if you haven't looked at your situation. So you've got to at least do the evaluation and find out where your money's going.
Do they typically need help in setting up a spending plan?
Usually they do, because it looks humongous. It looks like it's undoable.
Yes.
And that this is just an exercise in futility. And I say that's an exercise in futurity, because this is really planning your future.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the reasons that we, by God's grace, have so many wonderfully gifted folks who are volunteer Crown Money Map coaches to help folks set up their spending plan, their budget. Brenda, how do you encourage the single parent who's struggling financially and maybe feeling isolated? You know, at my church, nobody's connecting with me. Nobody's really reached out to me.
Well, you have to take the initiative yourself and let people know that you have needs. And if you're not connected to a church, that's the very first thing you need to do, is to get connected. We have so many single parents who are isolated. They don't feel like they fit in. So you have to take that initiative, that first step of being connected. Working with a budget coach is a wonderful way of breaking that ice and finding out who's out there and who cares about your finances. And then asking for help when you really need it, whether it's a budget coach or whether it's actually asking for financial assistance in the church.
Absolutely. Brenda, I really appreciate your heart to help the single parent. And thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Howard.
Brenda Armstrong is the president of Mercy Tree Ministries based in Buford, Georgia. Her new book is Financial Relief for the Single Parent. If you'd like to find out more about the ministry or the book, you'll find links to both on our website, crown.org. Just click on Money Matters, crown.org. Unfortunately, Howard, this is a growing concern even in the evangelical Christian community.
Yeah, no question about it, Steve, or around our whole country. So the number of single parents is just exploding, and it's one of the most priceless opportunities we have at the local church level to really serve people in the name of Christ, people who really often are in significant need.
Well, again, for more information, visit our website, crown.org, or give us a call, 1-800-722-1976. We're out of time. I'm Steve Moore.
And I'm Howard Dayton. Thanks so much for listening to us today. I hope you can join us again next time, as together we take another step on the journey to true financial freedom. That's on Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries.